Story 2. How the Rhinoceros Got His Skin.
On an island in the Red Sea, there lives a Parsi. One day, he decides to make a cake.
Now I need flour, currants, sugar, plums and some water.
Parsi's cake is 2 feet wide and 3 feet high.
This is going to be a very superior comestible.
The wonderful smell of cake goes across the island and attracts a particular animal with a horn on his nose, 2 piggy eyes, and no manners, the rhinoceros.
Help!
The rhinoceros follows the wonderful smell. Poor Parsi watches, helpless.
I smell cake.
The cake rolls into the sand. And rhinoceros picks it up with his horn and goes away, happily swishing his tail.
Whoever takes the Parsi's cakes makes a terrible mistake.
Some weeks later, there is a heat wave. Everyone takes off their clothes.
It's too hot to wear my hat.
It's too hot to wear my skin.
The rhinoceros leaves his skin on the beach.
Ooh, that's better.
Parsi arrives and sees the skin. He smiles a very big smile.
I have a wonderful idea.
He dances round the skin and rubs his hands.
It's time for a lesson, my bad-mannered friend.
Parsi goes home and fills his hat with cake crumbs.
I always have lots of cake crumbs in my hut.
Parsi puts all the crumbs inside the rhinoceros's skin.
Now let's see what happens.
Parsi waits for rhinoceros to come out of the sea.
I feel wonderful. So refreshed.
When rhinoceros buttons up his skin...
What's wrong with my skin? It's so tickly.
It tickles like cake crumbs in bed.
How can I stop this terrible tickle?
So he rolls and rolls.
Oh no, that's worse.
And he rubs and rubs. But his buttons fly off and strange folds appear in his skin.
My buttons! Now I can't take off my skin. Now I've got folds in my legs too. And I feel so itchy.
Your mistake, my wrinkled robber of cake.
This is why all rhinoceroses have wrinkles and a very bad temper.
You can't have a cake without the crumbs, dear reader. I've got you under my skin.